latest team news from clubcall.com.
These latest Newcastle United headlines. We'll start with comments from striker Salomon Rondon. He has called for unity within the Newcastle squad as they look to improve after a difficult start to the season. The Venezuelan joined the Magpies on loan from West Brom over the summer and scored his first goal in the 3-1 EFL Cup defeat to Nottingham Forest. Rondon then started in the 2-1 defeat to champions Manchester City. There were some positives to take from the game as DeAndre Yedlin equalised for Newcastle. However, with just 1 point from their name heading into the international break from 4 games, Newcastle are already being talked about as potential relegation candidates. However, Rondon says it's far too early to panic and has called for unity within the squad. He said on the club's website, "We have to keep going. That is the only way to change the situation. The confidence is the most important thing in this sport. We just have to start not conceding goals and continue our positive performances, our positive things, and keep looking forward," he said. Meanwhile, boss Rafa Benitez has confirmed that Ashraf Lazar will continue to train with the Newcastle youngsters despite being named in the Premier League squad, the 25-man squad for the Premier League. The Morocco international has been included in Newcastle's first team squad list. However, Benitez, speaking to the Shields Gazette, said the players that are training with the under-23s will stay over there. If they are over there with the under-23s, it is because we have told them that we need to find a solution. Lazar was thought to be closing in on a move away from Newcastle this summer, but a possible switch to Italian side Genoa fell through. It doesn't look like he has much of a first-team future at Newcastle, despite being named in the Premier League squad. Finally, Newcastle will host a England Rugby Union international fixture against Italy in September of 2019. The match will be part of the Quilter Internationals and will be the first ever home test match for England in Newcastle. It will also be the first time that a match featuring England has taken place in the country outside of Twickenham since the team's final Rugby World Cup 2015 match against Uruguay, which was held at Manchester City's stadium.